Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 106. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. What's going on?
Oh my gosh, having a great night.
Yeah,
we're here. Having a great night. It is.
Yeah. I'm impressed. I just like point at you and you just go.
Oh,
I love it.
I've got it down now.
A little wink and a little nod over there from Nate. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. I still like you give me the finger. You know, that's why my wife gives me the finger, but that's not a whole usually other as thing. Positive.
Different
yeah.
Finger.
Well, and then a bunch of people in cars going down by, they always give me the finger. I don't know.
They're not saying you're number one, are they?
They are. That's why. I have to be. That's why.
Cheering you on down the road.
Yeah, look at this. Middle-Aged Mini number 106. My goodness sakes, we're just creeping up there.
We have officially established that we are professional, right? Professionals.
Sure. Ish. You got to put ish.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. We're sure.
Ish should go after everything, right?
We are professional-ish. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
You sort of know what you're doing-ish.
Most of the time.
Right. Right. Exactly. Hey, let's get right to it.
Okay.
Sean, well, this tell them what we're going to talk about.
This is going to be my pick, ooh. So we have to put that right out there so you can see people whatever. Need to like tune out right now.
Sure.
This is on the Red Caps or Red Cap and a little bit of foundation. The Red Cap or Powry is a type of malevolent, murderous goblin found in border folklore. He is said to inhabit ruined castles along the Anglo-Scottish border, especially those that were scenes of tyranny or wicked deeds, and is known for soaking his cap in blood of his victims. They're also called red combs and bloody caps.
Ooh.
Ooh.
If you want a mental image, just think of a nasty gnome.
Yeah. Mean, vicious.
Nasty little buggers, right?
Mean little buggers.
Jerks. That's a nice way to put it.
They are vicious, bloody gnomes. Well, gnome-like.
You know how I found this?
How did you find that?
We were in one of Nate's creatures that we were talking about. You know how they have these like suggested things or like other folklore to look up?
Yeah.
That's how I saw. I was like, what's a red cap? And I looked, I'm like, oh, we got to do this sometime. This is nasty. So yeah, this is not something to make a friend with.
You know that candy called snow caps?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I do.
I like those. So I wonder if they. No,
I don't think so. No? I don't think this is. No, this is not what you want to link this with.
Yeah. So I never heard of it either until you. Yeah, you sent the topic idea, and then I'm like, okay, I look into this, and I'm like, whoa, these old jerks are mean. I don't want to run into them. So who wants to start with nasty? Who wants to start with some little stories or whatever about these old buggers?
Well, one thing is that it also has become not just is it folklore, but it's also become a D&D character. I found some of the stuff that I researched and some of the there's a lot of
that's
background
a character
to
I'd want
to
be
right
yeah
nasty little gnome
Nate the not nasty
your,
little gnome
not
I like
your
that.
Friendly neighborhood goblin
I like the sound of that Nate the nasty little gnome
it says red caps are depicted as short, thick-set old elves with long, prominent teeth, skinny fingers, armed with talon like. Eagles, large eyes of a fiery red color, grizzly hair streaming down their shoulders, iron boots, which they said that the iron boots make them sound like they would be slow, but they're actually really like wiry and quick. So that's kind of scary. A pike staff in their left hand and a red cap on their head. When travelers take refuge in their lair, they fling huge stones at them as if they're wanting to try to kill them, and they soak their caps in their blood, giving them a crimson hue. They're unaffected by human strength, but they can be driven away by words of scripture or by bandishing of crucifixes. Mm. That causes them to utter a dismal yell and vanish in flames, leaving behind a large tooth. Of course, that's what's going to be.
Wow. Okay.
I'm not making this stuff up either.
A tooth, you said.
Okay, maybe I am. But that's what it says.
Are you telling the tooth?
Oh, I'm telling the tooth.
The tooth. So if you take the tooth and put it in dirt and water it and nourish it, will it grow another red cap?
Probably. I don't know. You ask the D&D experts out there. I have no clue.
Are you thinking maybe our friends at Grimdark Diaries?
I think they would know they this D&D? Character. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll have to reach out to Nikki or Megan, see if they
absolutely.
Know. Yeah.
Hi, girls.
Hello, girls. Yeah. I hope they were still listening. Yeah, it says, you know what, about that bloody cap that they have. It says, the bloody cap can prove to be a weak spot, though, for the red caps. It said they cannot let the blood dry out before they, because they will die if it does. It says, this apparently explains the glee with which they kill, though I'm not sure where they find a steady supply of victims if they live in ruined castles. So, they've got to keep the killings coming.
And I think this goes into like so much folklore and backstory, but they said that the belief is by these red caps that if they don't kill every 3 days, they'll perish. But they said that they're almost like an OCD monster because they don't know that this is true, but they are so fixated on things like fixated. I don't know if you guys ran across this at all, but they're fixated on odd numbers. They will not, if they normally travel singularly, so one, but if they travel in groups, it'll be ones, threes, you know, and never even numbers. Odd numbers to them are bad. And like I said, they believe that if they don't kill.
You mean even numbers?
Even numbers are bad. Sorry. Odd numbers are good.
Yeah, I
was totally trying to misconstrue. See, that's where that ish comes in, right?
So they can count.
So, yeah, it's just very their belief system and their OCD tendencies are very strange. I have never heard anything like that in like folklore of any of these monsters.
So I wonder if they had, I guess individual hands, that'd be an odd number. You got five fingers. I was wondering if, like,
you're thinking too much.
But you have two. You got two hands.
True.
That's 10. So do you cut a finger off? But then you end up with an even number.
They might.
I don't know.
I'm totally confused now.
Me too.
says they like to throw.
Maybe point that out to them.
Well,
and then you can get away as they're trying to chop their fingers off.
True. Yeah. Whatever it takes.
They're trying to kill you.
They throw stones at anyone who tries to shelter. The red cap would throw stones at anyone who tried to shelter in one of his castles where possibly he killed them. Okay, yeah. And then, of course, that's when they talked about dipping their cap in the blood. It says, taking on a red cap is never recommended. And like you said, Sean, it says, despite their iron boots, you'd be hard-pressed to outrun one. Only two possible defenses pop up often in folklore. And like you said, scripture out of the Bible or hold up a crucifix. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why they'd be so quick with iron boots, though.
I have no
idea.
I'm
pretty sure my Adidas is going to outrun them. I'm pretty sure.
Your kicks.
Even, my kicks. I'm pretty sure I can outrun them, even at my age, which is still young. No. Interesting, though, yeah. So you better know your scripture and maybe have a crucifix on you. How about that, Nate?
I will remember to pack those if I go over there looking at castles.
Do they say how tall they are? Like, are they...
They're short. I don't think it gives a specific...
Because I saw some...
A short, thick-set, old man with prominent teeth is what it said.
And long fingers and all that
crap. Yep.
Well, I saw a depiction. This is from the 1879. So it goes far back. Here it is. 1879. Yeah. In Scotland. It says, actually, England and Scotland. It looks kind of taller than what I would think. Like long arms, long legs, not the gnomish looking type or elfish look at all. But I didn't know. Because it sounds like there's different folklore from different countries. So
yeah.
They're not all the
Scotland
little.
Scotland tends to be like ones. The most, like where you hear a lot of stories.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
you're right.
Right.
It's throughout. They said just about every old ruined castle in Europe has a red cap. Guarding it, haunting it, whatever you want to call it. And so stay away. Or beware anyway.
Right, right.
Yeah, I saw they did say England.
Mm-hmm.
So they're everywhere, little nasty things.
Fandom has information on it, of course, with the myth and folklore wiki. Mm-hmm. So the origin, like I said, England and Scotland, their moral alignment, which I don't think we've had this classification before, is neutral evil. Have you ever?
Neutral evil.
I'd like to be neutral evil. Yeah. Their habits are God knows what their habits are, killing people and soaking the blood in their cap. Ruined castles at the border. They're a small humanoid. Their traits are bloodstained cap and they're fast runners. They're also similar to blue caps, goblins, and gnomes. I think gnomes are just a little more cheery and they sing more often.
They seem like it.
Yeah, right.
Although, what's the movie with, they made two of them, the R.L. Stine movie.
Oh, Harry Potter?
No.
Goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
Oh, Goosebumps.
The first or second
wrong
one?
Author. Wrong, oh, that's right. Wrong or author.
No.
it's all that lack of sleep.
Yeah. I think it was the second one. Could have been the first, but the gnomes in there, they're mean little jerks because they were written in the book. So, you know, they get like smashed and then they come back to life. So
they even call them another name besides that powery is Dunters.
Dunters.
And this classifies them as a malevolent, murderous dwarf. So watch out, dwarves. Now you're getting attacked.
Yeah. And if they play football, they're punters.
That's right.
Also funny.
I thought it was. Have you heard of the Red Cap Sly? It says perhaps the main legend about a red cap concerns Hermitage Castle near Newcastleton, Roxburghshire, Scotland. Wow, that's a lot. Built by Nicholas de Solis in around 1240, by 1320, it had passed to his descendant, William de Solis. In the legends, Lord Solis was no ordinary landowner. Apparently, he practiced the black arts and was a keen sorcerer. It says Jay Lebden describes him following local tradition as uniting every quality which could render strength formidable and cruelty detestable, dated 1846. Says, don't hold back there. As part of his sorcery, he conjured a red cap as a familiar. Some tales name him Robin Redcap, but William Henderson refers to him as Red Cap Sly. I like that one better. Maybe it's Sylvester Stallone. either way, Red Cap Sly rampaged around William's lands. Sir Walter Scott collected a Scottish ballad about the pair, and in it, Robin lives in a chest and enchants William. And then it says the Red Cap noted that he'd have a charmed life and he'd be impervious to lances, arrows, swords, and knives. Only three ropes made of sifted sand wrapped around his body would be his downfall. It's interesting that the Red Cap only seems to consider bladed or pointed weapons as potentially dangerous. Whether this is due to their being composed of metal, given the fairy's general dislike for iron, it is unclear. There you go, Red Cap Sly.
There was a story about a Grand Tully Castle, and it is one that's in Perthshire, and it's more of a benign Red Cap. And it says it's living in a room in Grand Tully Castle, and it will bestow good fortune to those who come to see or hear him. Nice. So not all of these guys are murderous killers. maybe just this one is actually a nice one. But so that's kind of interesting. Then there's also Dutch variations, and there it's called the Kabouter, is a type of Dutch red cap, and they are very different. And more akin to brownies, which the brownies make me think of Willow.
Willow.
Yeah.
Little sons of guns, right?
Hmm.
They're helpers, but they're little nuisances, right?
Nice.
Hmm.
Did you see? Oh, go ahead.
Vampires.com says red caps also appear in Ireland, calling them the vampire's cousin.
Oh, that's awesome.
They also say the cap is made from dried human skin.
Nice. Nice. Gets more grotesque as we talk about these little guys. So dried skin, blood soaked caps, fingers like pointy, whatever they
like, the talons of
talons. Yeah, I couldn't think of the word.
With the pike staff, right?
Nice. Yeah. They all have a staff, or they sort of just
that's what it says. And its left hand is normally has a little pike staff, but there's all kind of some of them look like I guess that's what little axes, and some of them look like they have a scythe. So I don't know. They're pretty nasty little things.
And then they like to travel in odd numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm writing all this down.
They have weird beliefs and weird OCD tendencies, apparently. It's strange. I love that the fact
it's
that
it's an interesting.
If it vanishes, that you're gonna all that's left behind is a tooth. I think that's very strange.
That is very interesting. And I wonder what would happen if you collect it and then I wonder if anything happens.
I didn't
see anything. I did
put
I did
it under your
that,
pillow. Will you get like $100 or?
Yeah, maybe the one that is kind of a good little red cap. Maybe he gives if you take the tooth to him. Maybe he'll give you some money. Anybody does, he gives you a good fortune or something like that. So you say, hey, here's a tooth of a mean little bugger. Then I don't know.
This says right here, don't confuse garden gnomes with red caps.
Oh. Noted.
Yeah, I was going to say, duly noted.
Huh. What'd you call me? Well, you're just a cute little garden gnome, aren't you?
Come here, little
it's
guy.
On. That's when all hell breaks.
That's it. You're dead.
And then he soaks his cap in your blood. That's good. But yeah,
I had never ever heard of these things though before. Like I said, there's a whole different folklore background to these things. They're just.
I think it's interesting that it's on and on. In D&D too.
Oh yeah.
So it's popular enough because obviously D&D is popular. So I think that's kind of cool that it's used in that.
They also have dark magic. I like dark magic, speed, strength, and fairy traits. Whatever the heck that means.
Fairy traits. Maybe
they're called Robin Redcap, Kabooter, Bloody Bell, Nan Rouge, and Fardaring. So
Fardaring.
Uh-huh. They like to torment and kill their victims, murder anything they find. To ensure survival via dipping their magic hats, made of skin, it sounds like, human skin, in the blood of their victims. Mm. Their crimes are serial homicide. No kidding, right?
Red wow. caps are by far some of the most malicious creatures in folklore, least in the British Isles.
I would agree with that statement.
Yeah. And oddly enough, I've never heard of them.
You know, it's
being so ruthless.
Yeah, we did a mini on like elves and
this is the darker side.
Leprechauns,
of this.
Those yeah. These guys. Ooh,
these are their evil cousins. There's a traditional rhyme warning of the red caps, and it goes: "Beware the wicked red cap. He'd love to see you dead. He'll take all of your blood and wear it on his head."
Hmm. So nice.
Beware.
Nice.
Hmm. That was really sick.
You should use that as a middle-aged dark side.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Those are some heck of lyrics.
What if he's like typo intolerant or something?
Yeah, he'll turn into just a single tooth.
What kind of better are you talking about here? this is really. I'll hand it to you. You came up with a doozy.
This is getting, I know. I was a like, dandy, right?
It's a dandy and a doozy. Red cap. Okay. I
do not want to run into one. That's all
no.
I know.
Nope.
No. No, thank you.
They'll gnaw your ankle off.
Little ankle biters.
If you're lucky, it sounds like they do more than that. I'll tell you. Yeah, I'm going to reach out to our friends, Megan and Nikki, and ask them if they've heard of Red Cap.
I miss them. I'll
let you know. I know. I still have their podcast saved in my list on my iTunes and
patiently waiting.
You know, of course, Nikki had her first little baby boy a few months back in March. So, oh my gosh,
their lives got busy.
He'd be 3 years old or three months old now. Mm-hmm. So I haven't reached out to him in a while. So, see, check out the family, see how they're doing.
We're coming for a visit, right?
That's right. Up north, and then I'll
surprise.
Say, by the way,
it's the Mako guys.
Do you know what a red cap is? See if they know it. I'll let you know.
Oh, I bet they do.
Do you guys have anything else on the red caps? These little mean.
Nope. Just want to stay away from them.
No. Okay. Yeah. Vicious little buggers. Stay away.
Again, that's a nice way to put it.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just run into the one that is nice, kind of, that gives you
treasure or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So coming off of that, Nate, what do you have off of this red cap episode?
Well, I thought about dipping my hat in some blood, but then they'd ruin my hat. So, but that's a wrap.
It's gross. it's pretty
disturbing.
And I wear a hat 99.9% of the time. So
Not dipped in blood.
Hey, we want to thank you, Creepies, as always, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini number 106 and our interesting discussion on the devilish red caps. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.